BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police watchdog IPID says KZN has topped the list for rape cases opened against police officers. It says of the more than 5,000 cases investigated in the 2023-2024 period, 110 were cases of rape against officials. Half of those were carried out by officers on duty. KZN leads with 26 cases, followed by Gauteng and the Western Cape. The DA's Lisa Schickeling says they've written to the Portfolio Committee on Police over the figures. She says they want SAPS senior management to account for the scourge of sexual violence.
The situation demands accountability, systemic reform, and the end to the culture of impunity that enables this behaviour. SAPS must clarify the steps being taken to address these serious allegations, to restore public trust, and ensure full accountability for perpetrators. This issue requires urgent attention to protect citizens' safety and to uphold the integrity of law enforcement.
Four Israeli female hostages have been reunited with their families. Hamas released Karina, Daniela, Nama and Liri to the Red Cross earlier in exchange for 200 Palestinian prisoners as part of a ceasefire deal. It's the second group of Israeli hostages released after the three captives were set free last Sunday. The IDF soldiers had been held in the Palestinian territory since Hamas seized them in 2023 during their attack on Israel on October 7. Daniel Hagari is the spokesperson for the Israeli military.
IDF troops will continue to be deployed and operate and to do everything to protect the citizens of Israel. Our mission is not over until every single hostage comes home.
Hamas has meanwhile released a list of the prisoners they're expecting later today. And on the continent, Human Rights Watch says civilians in eastern DRC face increasing risks as Rwandan-backed group M23 closes in on the key city of Goma. Yesterday saw intense clashes near North Kivu, which has a million inhabitants and at least as many displaced people. In a statement, the organizations warned of looming catastrophic consequences for people in the region. Around 40% of those seeking medical care in Goma are civilians. The conflict between the M23 and Congolese forces has gone on for more than 3 years, deepening a chronic humanitarian crisis in the region. DR Congo accuses Rwanda of wanting to take control of mineral-rich eastern Congo, which Kigali denies. And back home, mostly clear skies in KZN tomorrow. Durban, Newcastle and Moy River will be a high of 31 degrees. Pietermaritzburg, Margate, Ulundi and Richards Bay 30, Ladysmith 32, Underberg 28 and 29 for Kokstad. In Durban, tomorrow morning we've got 2 meter swells at sea with sunrise at 5:20. That's all from the Newswatch team for today. I'm Tamasha Kanyi.